أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما صدق الله العظيم. We continue with ayah number 23 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, your Rabb, has ordained that you worship none but Him, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And Allah has ordained that you be kind and do good to your parents. So yesterday we discussed some of the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to birrul walidain, that is being kind to parents. We'll discuss one or two more ahadith today and then we'll continue. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the riwayat is in Bayhaqi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for your two parents, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two doors of Jannah which is opened for the person who is kind to his parents. And for the person who is unkind to his parents, then there are two doors of Jahannam. If only one parent lives and the person is kind to that parent, then it is one door of Jannah. And if he's unkind, one door of Jahannam. So somebody asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does this apply if for whatever reasons the parent makes zulam, in other words, is oppressive to the child at whatever stage, does this still apply that we still have to be kind in order to have two gates of Jannah open or one gate of Jannah open? Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, wa in zalama. He repeated this thrice. Even if the parents, for whatever reason, are oppressive on the children, it does not give the right to the children to take any form of retaliation upon that parent. Then we find in one Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rida Rabb fi rida al-walid wa sakhatu ar-rabb fi sakhati al-walid, aw kama qala alayhi salatu was salam, that the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is found in the pleasure of the father, the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is found in the displeasure of the father. Father is pleased, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased. If the father is displeased, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is displeased. In one hadith, amongst those people whose du'as are accepted is the du'a of the father. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that those who are kind to parents, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them an extension of life in this world, and Allah ta'ala will grant them an increase in their sustenance. Extension of life and increase in sustenance means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them barakah. Then of course, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, once a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam regretfully, remorsefully, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I intended going out in the path of Allah in jihad fi sabilillah, but wala aqdiru alayhi, I do not have the ability. Whatever the inabilities was, whether it was financial weakness, whatever, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to the person, is your mother living? The person replied, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go and serve her. That is your hajj. In other words, you'll become a haji. You'll become a mu'tamir, a person that performed umrah, and you will also be a mujahid. That is a person that went out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The emphasis in the Mubarak hadith is to the extent the Sayyida Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, her mother was not a Muslim. And the mother was coming to visit her, and she would visit her frequently. So she asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Asma asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I entertain her? In other words, should I be kind to her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's your mother, be kind to her. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there is no obedience, la ta'ata li makhluqin, fi ma'siyatil khaliq, that if the parent, only if they command you to do something against the shariat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then with a nice way, in a kind way, one would not oblige. Otherwise, we can see in the hadith, and this is just a glimpse of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to respect for parents, to be obedient to them, never to be unkind to them or uncouth to them. Here in the ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibar, that if they reach old age by you, in other words, in front of you, ahaduhuma, one of them, or kilahuma, or both of them, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ, then do not even say uff. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there was a shorter word than uff, it would have been used. What is this uff? In other words, nothing unkind. The honorable and respected commentator of the Quran, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab, rahimahumullah, says that it should not even be a breath of detest or a breath of dislike that a person shows to his parents, nothing unkind whatsoever. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, do not rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and say words of respect, words of honor. In other words, whatever we say should never be unkind to them. It should always be words of respect and words of honor. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.